This show is paid for and produced by the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company. The views expressed are not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome to This Open House, where we talk about all things real estate related with your hosts, David and Rebecca Guthrie of the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
Welcome yet again, David Guthrie, Hacienda Group of Long Realty Company, here with my best friend and my beautiful wife, Rebecca Guthrie, and they are the same person.
That's very sweet. Hi, guys. It's so much fun to do this every week.
You know, we're just grateful that you guys join us. We're grateful for your emails and
yes.
text messages yes. throughout the week with your
questions
or comments or you know, different ideas that you might have. I love hearing even just success stories, things that have happened in your life with respects to real estate or construction or any of those
yep.
things. And you can always send those to 520-462-2611. That's 520-462-2611. That's either text or phone. And then you can also email info@thisopenhouseshow.com. You can also do full MLS search, www.thisopenhouseshow.com.
You know, every time we do that, I feel like we should have like a bat signal, except it's the Hacienda Group signal that just can go out so that people can, I don't know. It's like, we give them all these ways to contact us. And I'm like, we should have something a little cooler than email, website, telephone, text. Like
for
pigeons
sure.
or bat signals or hot air balloons.
Open house sign.
Open house signs.
Yeah, the big open house sign in the sky. That's how we roll. Sign up sign services in Tucson. That's where we get all our signs. You guys create this for me because we're ready to go.
There we go.
Let's jump into stats.
Okay.
All right. Right now, these stats, I pulled them July 13th, 2021. Right now, we have 829 current active listings in the city of Tucson. It's going up.
That's exciting, guys. It really is. I promise you it is.
It is. It is. And people might be like, oh my gosh, it's going, inventory's going up. This is, you know, a glass of water for a guy in the desert who's, you know, needed water, is dehydrated. So really not that big of a deal.
No.
Yeah, looking at the prior 7 to 12 months, median sales price came in at $269,900. In the last 4 to 6 months, that period there, you're looking at $260,000. And in the last 3 months, we've had a median sales price of $285,000.
Oh, my
inching
goodness.
Up,
it keeps
going up. That's what it does. That's taking everything, all right? You know, from your most junky mobile home you can imagine all the way up to the nicest property you can imagine, all of it together, your median sales price last 3 months, $285,000. Days on market still hanging solid at 4 days. That's from the time it goes on the MLS as an active listing to when it gets changed, active, contingent,
right.
or pending.
So guys, what that means for you is that if you have a listing and it's been sitting for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks,
you might be a redneck. I mean, you might be overpriced.
Well, what I was going to say is you might be overpriced. You might really want to look at that, because if the average days on market from the time it gets put on the MLS to when it gets put active contingent is 4 days and you're sitting significantly longer than that, I promise you the issue is your price point.
Yeah, and you might still be a redneck. But
you might be, but
that's between y'all.
But you can still be a redneck and you can fix anything with price.
Homes are selling 101% of list price right now. Currently, rents in Tucson, median three-bedroom rent went up $1,550 per month.
Mm-hmm.
That's $50 increase. Last week, I think we said the average in Arizona rents increased, what, 18%?
I think that was right.
So, you know, it's not surprising.
No.
The median sales price for a three-bedroom in the last 3 months for the city of Tucson is $265,000. That payment with a 20% down, you know, average decent credits, you're looking at about $1,250 a month. That's still a savings of over $300 a month. Spurring.
Plus, it's going to stay the same for the next 30 years, assuming you take out a 30-year fixed.
It's going to stay the same principal and interest. Your taxes and insurance payment
well,
will
yes.
change.
Yes.
And depending on how that works, we're going to go. And we're going to talk a little bit about insurance and some other things here.
Yeah, we're going to get a little on our soapbox today. You guys should buckle up because we have some opinions and we're going to share them with you today.
Usually that only happens when Rebecca's not on the show.
Well, today I'm fired up. So.
All right, well, watch out, guys, because when my wife gets fired up, things happen. Things happen.
I make things happen.
The annual inflation rate just got released for the United States, 5.4%.
And that's
for the 12 months ended in June 2021. Previously, we were at 5%. It's according to the U.S. Labor Department data published July 13th. The next inflation update is scheduled for release August 11th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And we're going to see what the rate is over the 12 months then. But I don't really see it declining right now.
No.
I think it's going to continue up.
I mean, the thing is that, and we say this frequently on the show, you cannot print trillions of dollars and not have every dollar be worth less. When you have more of something, it makes everything, all of it, be less.
Yeah.
So,
and we're seeing consistent increases across the board. The Fed was saying this is really a transitory inflation due to the pandemic, and it is going to be a short-lived thing. I think that this really is showing.
I have a bridge in San Francisco. I'd like to sell them.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
I don't think you're licensed in San Francisco to sell.
I'm not. But if they believe it's transitory, they'll believe that I can sell the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge.
But we can refer you to an excellent broker who can sell you the San Francisco Bridge of some sort, possibly. We can see. Our guys can do almost anything. Let's jump into inflation just a little bit more here, all right? So food and energy rose 4.5% versus the estimated 4%.
Which is complete nonsense, because if you go to the grocery store and you pick up a bag of chips, the bag of chips is, say, the same size, but the amount of air that has been added to that bag of chips is significant. It is not nearly as heavy as it used to be. There are not as many chips in that bag, and there's a lot more air. So they may be saying it's only, what did you say, 5% and something?
4.5% versus the estimated 4%.
Thank you. So they may be saying that, but you know that's not true, because go to the grocery store and look at how big the cookies are. Look at how heavy your bag of chips are. It's all going up, and they're hiding that fact because they're going, well, it's the same price, but you're not getting the same amount of stuff.
Even Rebecca's favorite ice cream.
Oh my.
Breyer's Rocky Road. She finally told me, David, you don't have to spend expensive money on the big stuff.
Because they've changed how they're making it, because it's cheaper to make it for them this way. And I'm like, you ruined the best ice cream on the face of the planet.
Which is good for me, because now I can get some stuff on sale here. Used cars and trucks rose by 10.5% in June. Fastest monthly pace since 1953.
Right. Well, so here's the thing, guys. We cannot offshore, put all those words together, all of how we produce things in this country to other places, and then be surprised when we can't get access to them. Because whether or not the federal government wants to admit that we are in a trade war, we're in a trade war. And if you offshore it, it cannot be produced here, and it's going to get sent to other people. When we offshore all of our medication and making of silicone chips and furniture and guys, manufacturing needs to happen in the United States. So the reason that cars have gone up like this is because we can't put the stupid chips into the cars of the new cars to sell them. So the only way you can get a new car is by buying a new to you car. It's just, this is what happens.
It's all part of the package that we're seeing coming through here. Goods rose by 8.7% year over year. This is the fastest annual surge since 1981, according to Shelter. Inflation jumped by 2.5%. Guys, we're going to see you on the other side of the break.
Oh, we're going to a break? Okay, we'll see you on the other side of a break.
We'll be right back. Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
Welcome back yet again, David Guthrie with my beautiful wife, Rebecca Guthrie, the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company. You can reach us anytime, day or night, but you know we may not answer in the middle of the night.
It's true.
520-462-2611. Call or text 520-462-2611. info@thisopenhouseshow.com. Fantastic email to reach us. And you can also go full MLS search, www.thisopenhouseshow.com.
So if you weren't here before the break, we're talking about inflation and the frustrations of what the federal government is saying inflation is and what we can actually see in real life.
Yeah, I mean,
and
when
how this all impacts housing.
Well, and it does in many, many different ways. You know, many of these insurance companies right now do have surprisingly great rates, but that is really because there's been a lot of accidents that have gone down on your auto and different stuff, and they're passing that savings along to the consumer. However, we do have a factor in insurance that we're seeing cause some issues, and without getting too much into the weeds on this, is one of the things that are important is to ensure when your home gets damaged for repair or replacement. And as all of these goods and services start to go up in price, then we have to go back and readjust for repair and replacement. And, you know, we call our clients yearly and say, hey, when's the last time you talked to your insurance agent? Just a reminder, you might want to get a new number for replacements right now. Has it been a year? Well, in this last, couple of years, our contractor was giving me numbers for wood for these big sheets of plywood. He's like, man, I could get them for $8 a sheet a couple of years ago, and now they're like, you know, 50 or something. I mean, it's crazy. I didn't write down the numbers, but it's just astronomical. And we do see lumber starting to come down. The lumber's
futures are coming down.
They're coming down. It just went out of control, and a lot of this demand that was there is starting to pull back. So we're seeing a slight drop in the final retail price of this. But if your house was insured 5-10 years ago, and you haven't updated that replacement value, in the event of a catastrophe, you could be seeing some issues. And why is this? Well, it's not just materials. This is a lack of skilled labor.
Yep.
Massive lack of skilled labor.
Right. So one of the things that people don't really realize is that what we're still not recovered from how badly we were impacted by the crash. And when the crash hit, a bunch of our skilled labor left Arizona in terms of finishing work and drywall and plumbers and electricians. They went to other places. A lot of people went to Texas. I was speaking to an electrician about a year ago, and I'm sure the numbers have changed, but about a year ago, so February of 20, so 18 months, because it was February of 2020, he was telling me that he lived in Tucson. He was born in Tucson. He was raised in Tucson. But to run, to do the electric work in new builds, they were paying him at that time, they were paying him about $18.50 an hour. He could go to Texas and work on the oil rigs as an electrician for $40 an hour. You do the math. So what do you think he did? He left. And the reason he was back in town was because his parents died and he needed to deal with their estate, but he was going back to Texas. Well, that's been true of a lot of our skilled trades. We don't have a lot of them in Tucson or in Arizona at all. So that's a big part of the problem across the board is that we've not said trade school is important and having a trade is important. Instead, you know, you can go back to the Wall Street Journal article that came out a couple days ago about grad students going to Ivy League colleges and getting $130,000 in debt for a master's degree in film studies. Excuse me?
You can't feed a family of one on some of those jobs with that kind of thing. The home building industry is really facing a shortfall at least 200,000 skilled trade workers. That's huge. About 60% of surveyed builders, and this is according to the Home Builders Institute, have reported a skilled labor shortage.
Right.
Now, this is a statistic that they were reporting from back in October of 2020. Framing crews, 25% are saying they're having a serious shortage.
Yep.
49% are saying they're having some shortage. That's a huge number of a shortage.
Right.
Okay. Rough carpenters, 26% are reporting serious shortages. 25% serious shortages for finished carpenters. We have concrete workers. 18% of builders are saying there's a serious shortage of concrete workers. 15% have a serious shortage for plumbers. 13%, Rebecca's talking about electricians. 13% of home builders are reporting a shortage of electricians. It's a serious shortage of electricians. 12% are reporting a serious shortage of roofers. All of them are in the 39 to 49% range of some shortages. So the point is that these trades are having significant shortages,
right,
which is adding significant build times to these things, causing not only increase in pricing because we can't feed demand, but increases the cost for the consumer. You know, we have—
And the wait times.
We have buyers who are having to stay in their homes month to month, or in some even worse cases, it's not like a normal apartment situation. It's an Airbnb kind of thing where, you know, those 2 or 3 months because, well, we just couldn't get the crew out to do the drywall finishing. The drywall sheets have been in the home for, you know, a month and a half.
We just literally don't have the people to nail them to the walls.
And to put the mud on them and to get them ready.
Because it's not just nailing them to the walls, obviously.
But even those are sometimes different people.
Right.
Sometimes. So we're having some serious shortages.
And one of the things— we're seeing this with our clients. I mean, we're talking about this because we talk on this show about what's impacting our clients. And this is a huge impact.
Right. And we see this a lot. We're parents. And we look at our children and we want great futures for them.
We do.
And so we're gonna work our tail off by providing great service to our clients and our vocation. It happens to be selling homes. This September, it'll be 17 years I have been serving the Tucson community, and I love it. This energizes me. I love helping people and helping make their dreams come true when it comes to real estate.
So what you're saying is you got started in real estate when you were 6.
Yeah, how nice of you, honey. Yep, pretty much. And, you know, we are just very blessed to have a wonderful clientele there. But, you know, going back to a comment I made on a show a couple of weeks past, we have a lot of people who say, well, is real estate a good business? It's a fantastic business to be in. Should I get my real estate license? No, probably not. if I was going back in time, or if I was just coming into, I guess is a better word right now today, and I was asking my dad, hey dad, what should I do? I would hope my dad would say, son, I'm gonna get you set up with a great electrician company. We're gonna get you a good trade. I want you out there. You're gonna work your way up. And you know what? There's some great, great money in construction. There really is. You could be pulling 6 figures plus. And I know as a parent, you know, we sit and we think, gosh, I really want my kid to be an attorney or a doctor.
But you know what everybody
needs? Negotiating peace in the Middle East.
Everybody needs their toilets to flush. Everybody needs their light switches to work. Everybody needs their roof when we have gorgeous monsoons to not leak on their heads.
Yes.
That is job security that's never going to go away, whether there's another pandemic, whether the entire world decides that we're crazy and we go into World War III, whether we decide that we're going to go— just whatever, it doesn't matter. That's job security,
so,
because those things are needed.
So if you're sitting here and you're thinking, well, what should I do with my life? I don't know what to do, where to go. Seriously, get a trade in one of these things that you can get up. If you show up on time, you're going to make so much money.
Do what you're going to do in any town. When you say you're going to do it, and I promise you.
Give a good price and care about what you're making and care about what you're doing. And then, seriously, get yourself that. So that's your fallback. And if your dream is to study underwater basket weaving and you want to go into debt for $150,000, rock it out. Do it. Do it. Like, go for it. But that's not going to make you any money, most likely.
No.
What's going to actually make you the money and make your parents proud, and parents, when you see your son or daughter being able to, you know, pay cash for a house, not come back and ask you for money, not move back into your basement, that's great, you know? And the fact that they may have to get up on a roof at 4 a.m. and get this kind of hard labor done.
We have
There's nothing wrong with hard work.
Work is a four-letter word, and it's not. And we started this conversation.
Well, it is. You just don't know how to spell very well. Sorry.
It's true. I'm a terrible speller. Spell check is a lifesaver for me. But where I was going with this is we started this conversation talking about insurance and how you needed to go check your insurance because everything's costing so much. And this is, you're hearing conversations that David and I are having. These are home dinner table conversations that we're having with our kids right now, because we see how much it's impacting people. And it stinks.
I don't want my 8-year-old to look at somebody who works with his hands and wears, you know, blue jeans and drives a beat up truck, who's going to go build our house, think anything less of them. I want them to look up to those guys and think, you know what, that is a great job. Septic tank inspector, I gotta say, that's a little bit rough. Okay, you know, it's pumping out septics, but still.
But we need somebody who does that.
We need it.
And, you know, it's Mike Rowe's dirty jobs stuff. I mean, if you haven't ever looked into what he does, go look at what Mike Rowe does. He's amazing. But housing matters. One of the reasons that America is the country that America is because housing is something that is an American dream.
Well, it's because private property gives people a sense of ownership, and a free society has to have private
property. We have to have private property in order to be a free society. And we have a higher rate of home ownership than most of the world. And the reason that people are able to launch as successfully as they have and be the most generous country on the face of the planet to ourselves and to other people is in part because we believe in private property rights and we believe in home ownership, and it gives people the sense of pride for this country
and community.
And that matters. So when we say that we're not going to worry about trades because they're just tradespeople, it harms all of us.
Right. So we're specifically talking not only to ourselves, but our fellow parents out there. When your kid is building blocks and he comes and he or she makes a masterpiece, praise them, because that could be the next architect. That could be the next builder. And Lord knows, we need them. We need them.
Yeah, you just have to do a little bit of research to see what's happening in terms of the number of people, of skilled laborers we need across the spectrum. Housing, mechanics, how we run our computers, you practically need a master's degree in computer technologies in order to run a tractor these days. There's so much out there. And once upon a time, America took pride in hard work. Once upon a time, we talked about it's morning in America. We need to get back to that. And it starts, David and I firmly believe, with housing.
And let's not just talk about hard work. Let's talk about good, honest, ethical work. And that's what we're looking for in our vendors. We're looking for that in our electricians and in our roofers. We want them to treat our clients the way that we treat our clients. We want to educate you guys first. Our listeners out there, I want you to know, if you know anybody who needs help buying or selling homes, or if you know anybody who needs help finding somebody who we think is fantastic and amazing and will take care of you and your project, shoot us a call. give us a call, give us an email, 520-462-2611, info@thisopenhouseshow.com. Happy to give you advice, educate, no stress, no pressure. You don't need to have all your stuff together. Your house doesn't need to be immaculate before we come and say, here's how much it's worth.
Right.
really, it doesn't. We are happy to educate, and we're happy to do that first before anything else.
Yeah,
and then, of course, we would love to earn the right to show you homes, to sell your homes, to negotiate on your behalf.
Right. And if you have questions or you want to shoot the breeze with us and talk a little bit more about it, or you have opinions about what we were saying today, please contact us, because we always like to hear varying opinions. Yep. You know, we know what we think, but we'd like to hear what you guys think. So
520-462-2611. That's 520-462-2611. Guys, it's been a pleasure being with you this week.
It's always so short. This half an hour goes by so fast. So thank you for spending half an hour on your Saturday with us. Thank you for taking time every week to listen to us. It's a pleasure and an honor to be able to do this. Have a great weekend.